Howdy, freaks. I cannot be too loud because I am walking. I normally like to record as I'm driving, but unfortunately for me, I had a terrifying, and I do mean terrifying, car accident. And long story short, I was hit by another driver. I lost control of my car and I hit a wall. For real, this is definitely the time to send money. So I was out at the bar earlier today with my best friend because I'm single as fuck. I got no man. I'm not fucking anyone, quite literally. And I'm not even depressed right now. I probably am, but I'm more just disappointed in what is going on in my life. But, you know, like, I'm just gonna chalk it up to it's a really bad phase. It's a really bad time in my life. And then it will all be good. Like I was telling my mom a few weeks ago, like, there have been times where I don't have enough pussy to throw around, you know, like I just don't have enough pussy. So it will be okay. We will get through this. I will make it better, you know, but I'm walking home because I missed my stop. I was on my phone looking at fucking porn on Twitter and other random ass shit, and I missed a stop and I went out because I didn't want to be home. I'm tired of being home and I didn't really didn't really want to go to a party because I don't know why. How I decided that I'm some prized possession and I don't want to share my body with others. I've started thinking these men are lame and they're like low-key fucking losers. And there's just like no conversation. I mean, it's all just, if you're going to treat me, I've done sex work and I've been treated really fucking good during the sex work. I don't like how I'm treated at the parties, you know? So like, this ain't it, but let me see. I'm winded only because I'm walking. Let me tell you, I'm so grateful to be alive, and you would think that, oh, this is a new lease on life and oh, she's gonna change things. Baby, I have changed things, you know? I was living very fast, very free. And then I slowed down, in part to Mr. Tiffany. It's like, I slowed the fuck down. I've been thinking, I don't think I've ever been faithful to anyone. And I was faithful to this motherfucker. Oh my God, did he deserve it at the time? Absolutely. I regret nothing except for waiting for him to come around and realize that he made a mistake. And that is my only real regret. I'm just disappointed that this is who I had to deal with. And I'm sure it just says a lot about me. But anyway, earlier tonight, as I was walking, because I left my house like at 9:40. And I'm on the bus. I have no car. Life is challenging right now, but it's all because of my decisions. I've made poor decisions in my life. Make better decisions, folks. Make better decisions. Freaks, yelling folks, you're freaks. You're my freaks. And I appreciate you. Where was I going with this? I'm in LA. It's almost 12:45. It's a Friday night. And I'm fully dressed. I'm wearing these like velvet suede blue pants. I've got black and white chucks on. I have a really cute one shoulder asymmetrical outfit. I'm wearing my big coat, earrings, makeup. Everything is nice. Everything is good. And my name is Puss Puss or Kiki. I don't really like being called Jackie anymore because I feel like Jackie doesn't exist in this realm. You know, Jackie has a lot of problems. Jackie is very normal-ish, you know. And it's just different. It's just different now. It's just different for me these days. And I'll be honest with you, I have all these fantasies, all these thoughts about how much I want to fuck, but how much I want to fuck all the time. I want to get bent over. I want to feel dick inside me. You know what's the best part? Well, not the best part, because all of it is so good. But you know what's such a fantastic part about sex? When you're fucking and he's about to come and you can feel how hard his dick gets and then it's throbbing, just pulsing inside you. Oh, I'm fucking horny for that. I want to make my man come. I need a man in the first place. But anyway, that's a whole other story. I don't specifically need a man right now, especially after this last experience. Like, good grief. Like, no. But, like, I want sex. I need sex. I haven't had sex in a very long time. And I'm really disappointed in myself because when the fuck did I decide that, oh no, I need this and I need feelings. I need to be treated good. No. I need to go out there and just fuck around. I need to be a hoe. I just like big time. Just go and fuck. Just fuck this shit out. Like, what's wrong with me? Why? Why? I didn't used to be like this. I was so fucking free a while ago. And then shit just got bad. So I hope that the next time I post that I have a story to tell y'all, it's about how I fucked multiple guys in one night. Not at the same time. Nothing wrong with that, though. But it just seems, like, exhausting. Although I have had that fantasy. Like, my fantasy is I'm fucking one, I'm sucking another one. Maybe I have another one in my hand. I don't know, but there's mouths and hands involved and everybody's making me feel good. And it's not as exhausting as it seems. So I want that is to happen. I think I told you guys about me making porn. I haven't made any yet. I want to. I'm torn between ideas. I want to make porn where I'm just getting head. Baby, I'm a pillow princess through and through. And I'm down for that. I'm also into, but see, that's like more intimate, more romantic. And I'm not trying to build these relationships with motherfuckers. I'm also not trying to fake it. So I have some work to do on me and the situation, but I am around the corner from my house. I grew up in Mid-City, but I live in a different region, district right now, but I still claim Mid-City. So to all my people out there all over the world, thank you so much for listening to me. And I don't know, like, is there something I can do for you? Do you want something from me? Like, you can ask. It's not always going to happen. Earlier today, I locked myself out of the house. That sucked. But I'm here now, and I'm okay. So, again, thank you. If you want something, let me know. You know how to find me. And we'll just go from there. Ciao.